This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You may call in about anything that you'd like. Of course, we bring things to the table that you might find interesting. We've talked in the past few weeks, several weeks, I guess, at this point, 4 or 5 weeks, about the beheadings that have gone on, the alleged beheadings that have gone on over with the ISIS folks. And I guess we should also say allegedly the ISIS folks, right? Somebody released a video that makes it look like some American photojournalist, or one American photojournalist, the other guy is, oh no, two from America. The third guy in line who has yet to be executed is from Britain. So two American photojournalists have been executed.
And he's some kind of contractor. The British guy's some kind of contractor, right?
Yeah, I think he's like a security contractor. Anyway, we've talked about the videos themselves, and there's some controversy over whether or not the videos are actually legit. You know, did the beheadings actually occur? The way the video kind of looks when they're slicing at the necks, it doesn't seem like any blood comes out, and then it cuts away. It fades to black really quickly after the slicing begins. The picture and the video afterwards of the corpse looks pretty realistic. So some people believe they're legit. Others believe they're not. And
well,
I don't know what the truth is.
One thing for certain is that they're certain that the video's been messed with in some way.
Well, who's certain that the video's been messed with?
That's what it's come out with. Different news sources have said that, yeah, something weird with the video.
Well, so the first thing was the James Foley video.
Right.
And the U.S. government said, this is legit. And then later, some independent video analyst was hired by, I think, the Telegraph in the U.K., a forensics, you know, video forensic analyst. He looked at it and came up with some things that said, look pretty suspicious about the video. That could just simply mean that he doesn't believe that it was legit. You know, whatever was being shown was legit. It could have been staged to some extent. I don't know what the truth is. I'm not here to kind of stir up that argument, just kind of giving some background for folks who may not be aware of the videos of which we're speaking. And you and I, Mark, we did view both of them. Initially, I didn't want to.
They're not terrible because there's no blood.
There's no gore.
At the end, I mean, you know, there's this like still shot kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a corpse shot with the head laying on top of the body at both of the videos that have been released thus far. So, you know, I'm sure there's conspiracy theories out there. Is this ISIS or is this some sort of CIA group or whatever? To me, that doesn't really matter. What's interesting is the human story, the human side of this, because whether or not the conspiracy is true, a lot of people still believe that these guys are dead. Right, because
right.
For the conspiracy to be true that they're not actually dead, that complicates matters quite a bit.
That's what I have to go with in my mind. This is a really weird video. These guys are dead. That's what I have to come up with.
So either way, the folks who love those individuals in this the case we're going to share with you, James Foley's parents, things have not been very easy for them. Now, it's difficult enough to know that your son is in the hands, the clutches of some killers. That's a pretty difficult thing to have to grapple with. And then to ultimately find out that he had been beheaded, I'm sure is also really hard to deal with.
Yeah.
But to on top of that, during all of that strife and difficulty that the family has gone through, then they had to deal with the U.S. federal government. Here's the story from ABC News. The mother of slain American journalist James Foley said she wasn't necessarily surprised that the U.S. government threatened her family with prosecution should they raise money to pay her son's ransom. I didn't even know there was a ransom for him. That's interesting. But she was astounded by how such a devastating message was delivered. She says, I was surprised there was so little compassion. And I have to say, I'm not surprised because government isn't really known for being compassionate. They don't really care what you think about them.
But they're a monopoly, so it doesn't really matter what you think about the government.
Right. They're going to do what they're going to do, and there's not much you can really do about it. But in this case, she can speak out, and I'm glad she's doing that. Diane Foley is her name. She talked to ABC News about the three separate warnings she said U.S. officials gave the family about the illegality of paying ransom to the terror group ISIS. She said, it just made me realize these people are talking, that these people talking to us had no idea what it was like to be the family of someone abducted. I'm sure the U.S. official didn't mean it in the way he said it, but we were between a rock and a hard place. We were told we could do nothing. Meanwhile, our son was being beaten and tortured every day.
Mm.
Earlier this week, five current and former officials with direct knowledge of the Foley case confirmed that the alleged threats were made. One former official who advised the family said, quote, it was an utterly idiotic thing to do that came across as if the U.S. official had the compassion of an anvil, he said. Diane Foley told ABC News earlier this week that warnings over the summer came primarily from a highly decorated military officer serving on the White House National Security Council. James Foley's brother, Michael, also told ABC News he was directly threatened with possible prosecution by a State Department official. The mom said, quote, it was very upsetting because we were essentially told to trust that the way they were handling things would bring our son home.
Mm.
Now, why would you believe that the U.S. government would do anything at all to bring this man home?
Well, I don't think that's their greater concern. Their greater concern, when you say something like, we do not negotiate with terrorists,
mm-hmm.
you are not taking a stand that intends to take care of one individual. It is a stand that is intended to cause sort of the greater good. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It's sacrificing the individual in the hopes of the greater good. Because ISIS has gained essentially nothing, or ISIL, or IS. I'm not exactly sure what these people are.
Okay. Certainly, the Islamic State.
I don't think they're a state. They pretend
what they call themselves, allegedly.
Yes. Right. Well, yeah. I could call myself the Jolly
Green.
Why
would they not be a state? I mean, the state's just an idea. If they want to run around calling themselves the state, why is that any less legitimate than the city of Keene or state of New Hampshire?
Historical momentum, they have none.
You've got to be. At what point? How long do you have to pretend to be a state before it becomes real?
I don't know. I think you have to a period of time where there are no pretenders to your throne. But that's not,
there are a group of men taking over allegedly areas of land by violence. To me, that makes them a state.
They certainly believe that, but I don't know that they have taken them over. They have.
Okay, that's what I've heard.
Right.
I don't live there.
I don't know. I don't know. Are they, they're going to get blown up if they're not careful is really the end of that story. So they're not much of a state. But that's really not the issue with the Foley thing. I would say I don't know whether paying this ransom would have resulted in Foley being released or not. But as the parent of this individual, I would have liked to have had that choice and not be threatened with jail time as a result of doing it.
Yeah.
I think that this makes the United States government to some extent culpable for the execution of this man. By closing off the avenue of these parents for paying this ransom, I'm telling you, I don't even know whether they would have given the kid up. I suspect somebody willing to lop off the head of someone is not going to be really great at giving their when they give their word. But then I could be wrong.
So apparently there was an alleged rescue attempt by the U.S. government along with some other hostages from an ISIS stronghold in early July. But by the time the commandos arrived at the location, the hostages have been moved. Diane, the mom, says the family believed they knew where their son was being held prior to the execution, but other than the July rescue mission, it didn't seem like anything was being done. She said, but we're not politicians. We're not government people. We don't know. She said the problem was the family had no idea because the government didn't tell them. At times, she said they had to beg the government for information about their son. She said we were an annoyance, it felt, at some level. They didn't have time for us. Today, White House spokesbureaucrat Josh Earnest said the government officials were in constant contact with the Foley family and declined to comment on the alleged ransom warnings, telling reporters that he's not going to be in a position to detail the kinds of conversations that took place so often between members of the administration and the Foley family. So it's their opinion that they were engaged in open dialogue with the family, but the mom saying, We had to beg for attention, and they hardly gave it to him.
Well, what do they mean by open dialogue? This is just sort of the lies of that are issued inside
Absolutely.
The language. You know, I speak to some friends once a year. Am I in constant contact with them throughout the years?
I'm wondering what you think, dear listener, about the idea of these folks being threatened over raising ransom money. Should they have faced threats for trying to do everything they could to save their son and their loved one? 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in a trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-553-7444. 1-800-553-7444. Call 1-800-553-7444. 1-800-553-7444.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you want to comment on the family of James Foley. He is now allegedly decapitated in the Middle East by some alleged ISIS folks. And the family's now speaking out, saying that they felt like they were treated with very, very little compassion by the federal government agents who had informed them on multiple occasions that were they to attempt to raise money for ransom for their son, that they would be charged criminally and they themselves would end up in a cage. Not so different, likely, from their own son.
Likely the beheading wouldn't occur.
The beheading wouldn't occur if they raised the money?
Well, they wouldn't be beheaded if they were put in a U.S. cage.
Oh, right, yeah. No, that's likely, you're right, correct about that.
They're much more valuable to the prison industrial complex alive.
Alive, sure, because, well, the jail gets money for every inmate. That's not the case for the folks over, in the Middle East. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, so I'm wondering how you feel about the idea of it being illegal to raise money for ransom. If you get somebody that you love is taken by some alleged terrorists, it's a crime, according to the U.S. federal government, to raise some money for that. Toll free again, 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. And want to make sure that you know about modup.net. It's modafinil. If you've been needing focus and feeling fatigued in life, trying to get that extra edge when it counts, check out modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, as well as fighting off fatigue and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are also talking about modafinil from modup.net. It's making the difference in their work, giving them the critical edge they need. At modup.net, they provide the highest premium quality modafinil with the best potency, so you enjoy significant results. That's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Remember, Free Talk Live's an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So check out modup.net. Order with Bitcoin, you'll save 33%, and use code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So again, that's code FTL, world-class service at a great price, or modafinil at modup, modup.net. So your comments are welcome on the beheading question. Should it be illegal for someone to raise money for ransom to free their loved one, hopefully, from the clutches of their kidnappers? In this case, if the kidnappers are members of ISIS or some other terrorist group, the federal government seems to be saying that that's illegal and you'll be criminally charged for it. I wonder if the same thing applies to, like, a regular mafia. If, you know, the Italian mafia kidnaps somebody that you love and is holding them for ransom, is it also illegal to raise money to try to get them back?
Well, one thing is for sure, there's not nearly as much kidnapping going on in the United States as there was, 75 years ago. It was much more commonplace. So the federal government did a reasonably good job of stopping that.
How do you know the federal government stopped kidnapping in the United States?
Okay, so I can only take the word of history, the history books, and the claim is that the FBI took it really seriously.
All right. Well, I don't know what the truth is about that, but it's an interesting claim. The toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Crichton in Mobile. I've got some interesting quotes from some of the bureaucrats in the case of the federal government threatening this family, James Foley's family. We'll get to those. Crichton, you're with us, though. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Go ahead with your thoughts, Crichton.
Well, this subject keeps coming up, particularly around ISIS, and I keep hearing you guys talk about it, and something keeps gets repeated several times that I feel is a fallacy.
Okay, sure. What's that?
I feel like I need to talk about it.
Great. That's why we're here. Go for it.
Well, the simple one is pretty easy to correct. The first one is that personally owned guns are not actually banned in Liechtenstein. It's just culturally uncommon, but that's small. What I want to really talk about is Mark's perception about the causes of conflict between the Western world and extremist Muslim organizations.
All right.
It is my impression that Mark believes that this is a problem that's occurred over decades, and that it's a response to meddling from Western governments in Middle Eastern affairs?
Well, sort of. I would say that I would think that there would be a certain amount of extremist Muslims in the Middle East anyway, but I don't think that they would matter that much. In the same way that there's extremist Christians that maybe let people, you know, snakes bite them and things like that. They are relatively irrelevant in U.S. culture because people tend to rally around, you know, when their lives are threatened, they tend to rally around religion.
Well, that's somewhat true, but the problem is that historically that's not accurate.
Okay.
There is a lot of evidence that this cultural conflict predates even the U.S. government. And
which cultural conflict are we referring to?
There is a culture clash between a certain subset of Islam and strong followers of Islam and the Western cultures in general.
Okay.
The reasons are very complex and very old. But to say that it's that the U.S. government started it.
No, I don't say that. I don't say that. I would say that, in fact, these people, Osama bin Laden's quoted as saying, it's not like we attack Sweden or something to that effect. And it's the meddling of, I get what they think in many cases about the Western cultures. I've got that. But largely they wouldn't care to export their violence if it wasn't for the meddling.
Absolutely true. I mean, if you look at what Osama bin Laden said.
No, it's not true.
If you look at what Osama bin Laden actually said, he made it pretty clear that it was all about the politics of things and the U.S. government's meddling and that sort of thing. I mean, he never said, we hate your culture and we're upset about McDonald's and, you know, the fact that you have pop music.
Well, hang on. If you're going to go based on the
bikinis
of leadership, then you need to go farther back. There are many quotes of leadership besides that one. Osama bin Laden is just one character in this whole long mix.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly the meddling of Western governments certainly provides a recruitment tool. There's no doubt about that.
Well, that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, you know, like a few people saying a few things are irrelevant to the big picture if they can't recruit. But go ahead.
The idea that they wouldn't be able, the extremists would not be able to recruit at all because it's an extreme idea.
Nobody said that. What we're pointing out is they're not attacking the other countries who aren't doing the meddling. I mean, that's all. If you're not meddling, then you don't get attacked by terrorism.
No, it's because they haven't got there yet. They have bigger fish to fry.
All right, well, that's theoretical, and I thank you for the call tonight. It's certainly speculative.
Well, I think that largely the fish they would want to fry would be in the Middle East. Like, Osama bin Laden's problem was with the government of Saudi Arabia, the government of Israel. You know, these were his problems, and he had to get the U.S. out of the way in order to do something about it. So he intended to start a war where the U.S. was bled of money, and he has been successful in this plan.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And even if it's true, I still don't trust the government to keep me safe. It's Free Talk Live.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, though we've been talking about ISIS and terrorism and beheadings. The family of the first guy who was allegedly beheaded, James Foley, the photojournalist from America, his family is saying they've had a terrible time dealing with the U.S. federal government. They've been threatened with arrest and criminal charges in prison if they tried to raise ransom money to get their son back from these people. And there's some interesting quotes here that are worthy of sharing. I'll get to them when I can. We're going to go to your phone calls next at 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Should people be prohibited from raising funds for people that have been kidnapped? And does it only apply, I don't know, does it only apply to supposed terrorist groups doing the kidnapping? Or would, a group of local thugs, would they qualify to, in that if you were going to raise money for the group of local thugs to pay them the ransom, would that be legal in that case? Toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
You can get a free pound of coffee by simply going to coffee.freetalklive.com and signing up for the subscription there. We have teamed up with BuzzBox. This is a delicious coffee producer. They have 100% organic coffee that's shade-grown and top 1% grade Arabica beans. And that in and of itself would be fine. Good coffee is good coffee. You will not find coffee that tastes better than BuzzBox. If you're buying your coffee from the store, you're not even in the ballpark. But what they do differently is that they allow us to participate with Kiva. And that's an organization that does microloans. So around the world, different people, we pick the people, we know who we're helping, and we're able to give them a loan, whether it's for a car repair or, you know, so this one guy needed needed to get his taxi back on the road. Another woman was trying to get a sewing machine put together in Uganda. Another guy, he wanted to expand his appliance repair business, and he needed some money to get some appliances. These are people that need a hand up. They're not looking for a handout. They pay the money back, and then we can loan the money again. This means that, you know, the coffee you drink, and you drink coffee every day, but just, you know, this really can make a difference in the world. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Sign up for the subscription. Enjoy your free pound of coffee. Tell them if you like it. You can go there. You can cancel your subscription when you're done, or you can continue getting it. And for every 10 people that do, we get another microloan out to another family, and we're able to help them. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we'll continue here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Mark's with us in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hello, Mark.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment about what the last caller said, and basically a big part of understanding why the United States' involvement with the Middle East and why Al-Qaeda and all their branch-off groups have such a problem with the U.S. is that I think the caller was right in saying that there is a history that, you know, predates that stuff. But the reason that Al-Qaeda has a particular beef with America and brought their fight here on 9/11, not that that wasn't a tragedy, is that the United States, basically, by putting soldiers onto Saudi Arabian land, was that is considered in the Muslim faith to be a violation of their most sacred areas.
Well, hold on. Just one moment. I mean, I agree that people consider it a violation, but it's something that anyone would consider a violation regardless of what their faith is. I mean, think about how, you know, people in the United States would feel if the Chinese landed some troops and they started occupying their land. You know, you got troops at your neighborhood. They've got a checkpoint set up. They're harassing people. They're shooting people, maybe even bombing people. You don't have to be a member of a religion to understand why that would be pretty upsetting, right?
Oh, of course not. And I totally disagree with the U.S. having bases anywhere in the world.
Great.
But
shut them
as
down.
Far as like, that particular situation, that was what they found to be a huge violation. And after the Russians were in Afghanistan and the Mujahideen forces had, you know, basically pushed them out with, of course, assistance from the United States by arming them, Osama bin Laden actually went to the Saudi Arabian government and the United States government and said, hey, I have all these fighters that are willing to go and push Saddam Hussein, who they felt was not a good leader, out of Kuwait. And basically George H.W. Bush said, no, we're going to do it. And then it was rallied into this big thing that Bush was some kind of like this hero of bringing a coalition of like these freedom, bringers to Kuwait, when in fact the United States was his ally for a long time when he fought Iran, gave him weapons.
Saddam Hussein.
So, exactly, yeah. Saddam Hussein. And so in a way, I mean, it was kind of like all of a sudden the United States flip-flopped and then they claimed to be the heroes. And that is kind of where this whole Al-Qaeda beef originates.
Good info, Mark. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE.
And it's not like this this gets any better. The United States was fighting the same organization in Iraq, goes to Libya, arms, funds this organization. In Syria, arms, funds this organization.
You're talking about the Islamic State now?
Al-Qaeda?
Al-Qaeda
in Iraq,
okay,
is what it was being called back then. And it's just, Al-Qaeda is just this big, term. And now in Iraq, bombing those same folks. It's just this big whirlwind. I mean, really, what is the plan? You shouldn't be fighting a war. If you shouldn't be fighting a war if you don't have a plan. If the plan is, let's drop a bunch of really expensive bombs so that we can build more expensive bombs and people in America have jobs, why don't we just talk about that? Let's talk about killing people for money. I mean, look, that's an entirely different conversation that an American public has. Now, remember, in this country, it's supposed to be of the people, by the people, for the people.
What a
Let's
joke.
Come have on. A real conversation about how we want to drop really expensive bombs on a bunch of poor people in foreign countries.
I don't want that.
I don't either, but I'd like to have that conversation rather than, hey, let's run around chasing our tail in the Middle East, causing all kinds of havoc and upset. These people deserve to rule themselves. If that means that our puppet dictators that have been set up over the course of decades fall, I don't care. No, really, I don't care.
So I want to get back into the quotes I promised here from State Department spokesman Marie Harf. Now, this is in regards to the family of James Foley, the photojournalist who was allegedly beheaded over there by some ISIS folks in the Middle East, that John Kerry actually spoke in this case, and he said he was taken aback and surprised by Ms. Foley's allegations. I can tell you I'm totally unaware and would not condone anybody I know of within the State Department making such statements. He was referring to the rude manner in which that the family was treated. According to the mom of James Foley, she says they had no compassion, or next to no compassion. State Department spokesman, of course, the politician's going to act like, well, I'm so shocked.
You know what we need? We need a blue ribbon panel to investigate this.
This is shocking. Of course the state is compassionate. I mean, look at what we do. We're so compassionate, murdering people all around the world. State Department spokesbureaucrat, though, had a better statement. This is Marie Harf. She denied the State Department told the family they could be prosecuted for paying ransom, only that the department helps hostage families, quote, understand what our laws are about terrorists or paying ransom to terrorists, unquote. She went on to say, but this department would never and did not ever intend, nor do we think we ever did anything that we would consider threatening. Do you believe them?
No, I don't think that they do. I think that the state doesn't understand what they mean, what threatening means. Because everything that the government tells you is a threat.
Yeah. It's like normal speaking for them is threatening.
Right. Even when a police officer says, I'm going to have to ask you to look in your trunk now.
Mm-hmm.
He's asking because he said he's going to have to ask. And he's not allowed to look in your trunk without your permission. It doesn't even sound like a question.
That's right.
And he would say, let me look in your trunk now. What do you think those flashing lights mean when you're getting pulled over?
It means if you don't pull over, you get shot or run off the road.
Right. We'll shoot your tires out. We'll bang into the side of your car. I'll get a bunch of my buddies out here. We're going to throw you to the pavement, break your jaw in the process. I mean, it is a threat. That's what the government is.
Exactly. When you tell a family, you'll be criminally prosecuted if you raise money to release your son from his captors. That's the definition of a threat. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Do you think people should be threatened if they want to raise ransom? It's Free Talk Live. You can also bring up whatever you want.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about ISIS and the alleged beheadings and how the family of James Foley, who was the first alleged victim by ISIS's beheading squad, then how it was they were treated and how poorly they were treated by agents of the federal government. And the family was shocked. The mother, interviewed by ABC News, pretty outraged by how little compassion these federal bureaucrats showed her and her family, threatening them ultimately with prison if they were to actually try to raise money to possibly pay a ransom for their son. We'll continue here in a moment. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about the ideas of liberty, and I recently read a new novel about the ideas of liberty. It's called Ant Farm, and it's based on the Animal Farm book that many people read in high school. It's written in that style, and it's got kind of that length and that feel to it. It's a book that even libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson has praised. Personally, I love how it took complex issues like military protection, judicial systems, currency, and lots more, and explained it in ways that the average folks could understand, even young adults, people who have never experienced the ideas of liberty before. They can easily understand it and how systems would work without government force and how state intervention screws everything up. If you're tired of explaining to some of your friends about how roads could be built in a free market, hand them a copy of Ant Farm. If you're sick of explaining to other friends about how the U.S. turned into a police state, hand them a copy of Ant Farm. Stephen Aaron Gray, the author of Ant Farm, is giving away the first four chapters completely free. That's just about half of the book, by the way. You can download those free chapters at antfarmbook.com. If you like it, get the rest of the chapters. Finish up the story. AntFarmBook.com. It is well worth your time. It's a great read. AntFarmBook.com.
All right, so let's go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. Will is with us in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live, and you're listening via TuneIn. Go ahead, Will.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
First off, let me apologize to any listeners that may have gotten their feathers ruffled by my speech last night.
By your what last night?
My speech last night, dropping that bomb.
Okay. You said something you weren't supposed to on the radio. Go ahead. Don't worry about it.
No hard feelings, right? No hard feelings.
Yep.
All right. I read an article or two Well, first of all, let me say, you guys want to know what I've got on my mind. Atheism in America.
All right.
I read an article or two, which I unfortunately can't source, that said atheists in the United States of America are distrusted on the level of rapists.
And are disgusted on the level of murderers. Rapists?
Rapists.
You mean that the people in the United States who are not atheists look at atheists as though they are on the level of murderers and rapists? Is that what you were saying?
Yes, that's what this article said. I have
murderers can turn their lives around. Atheists can't.
That's
silly. I have my opinion as to why. I'm curious as to what you guys think. Would you guys like to give your thoughts first, or should I?
Atheists are definitely one of the most despised groups of people in the United States, and it's a shame. I mean, there are a lot of good-thinking, free-thinking folks within the atheist community. Of course, there are a lot of them also who really love the state in a way that sort of some people love their God. So I think some atheists have replaced the state or their God or replaced God with the state, which is sort of a new form of God. But
right.
I mean, it's just always been that way. I was an atheist for a while, and I guess I'm evidence that atheists can change because I'm no longer an atheist. I'm a panentheist. And,
right.
But you know, when I was an atheist, it was not easy. I mean, I was afraid to come out of the closet, so to speak, because I went to church with my family, and there were a lot of people who were connected to that in my life. And I felt like there would be some ostracism or some rudeness. Luckily that didn't happen for me, but I also didn't keep going to church after I came out of the closet as an atheist. So who knows how I would have been received there.
Right.
I think it's a basic misunderstanding as to the foundations of atheist morality. I think that people think
that's exactly my refutation of, cause you know, I feel that, the argument that theists put toward atheists is, if you don't believe in a Bible or a God, what keeps you from hurting people or even killing people?
Right.
I think that's what you were trying to get at. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Which says, essentially, to the theist, the Christian or the Muslim or whomever, that what they're saying about themselves is, without God, I would kill people. I mean, like, that's a crazy thing to say, and they don't mean it.
That's not, necessarily what they mean when they're saying that.
That's essentially what they're saying when they don't mean that. See, here's my belief system. I believe there's a God. I believe he built a system of reciprocity into the universe. This idea of cause and effect, karma, whatever you want to call it. And so you're going to receive very bad things in your life, likely prison, if you choose to kill people. Now that that system,
you may find yourself killed as well if you choose to kill people. You may not make it to prison.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's not a good idea to try to kill people.
That system works on atheists or theists just the same, and it doesn't matter where you decide that system came from, that system of morality, that cause and effect system.
Well, I think that over time, people have found that cooperation works better than killing everyone. That's the factor, too.
For me, what happened to me in my life is when I switched from being a Christian to being an atheist at about 15 or 16, I just couldn't... Noah's Ark? What? Sodom and Babel? What? Tower of Babel? What? None of this made any sense to me. It was all, really? Samson killed 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an ass. Okay. These were just stories, but they were presented to me as the truth. So therefore, the redemption story of Jesus was presented to me as the truth, and when I rejected one of these things, I rejected the whole thing. Then I was left without a moral foundation, because I wasn't taught about the cause and effect morality. I was taught, if you don't do bad things, if you do bad things, you'll go to hell. And if you don't do bad things, you'll go to heaven. Or you ask for forgiveness.
So your morality was structured on man's word rather than observation and reality.
Right. It absolutely was.
Will, with your thoughts.
My way of thinking is, it is because, you know, some people would ask an atheist, well, what's your meaning in life? Why won't you just, you know, lay down and die rather than live? Because it is preferable to live than to die.
Yeah, I think that's obvious to everyone. We had somebody call in last week who was talking to some kids with some polio, or whose mother worked at a clinic where a bunch of polio kids were, and asked the kids with polio whether they would prefer not to have been born, or if they could go directly to heaven. What's that?
I think I was listening to that show. When I listen in on TuneIn, I listen back to like the last week's stuff. Like I just go back to the archive.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Yep. So these kids with polio said that they would rather live on planet Earth with polio than have gone to heaven.
Yes. Well, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing. I appreciate the call.
Can I get a shout-out real quick?
No shout-outs on Free Talk Live, but thank you for it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Otherwise, it descends into high school kids calling in and saying, I want to say thanks to...
Thanks there, Nicole. I hope you're listening. 855-450-FREE. And Skype us. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Whether you want to talk about atheists being hated, or you know, maybe you are an atheist and you've experienced some of that frustration and the difficulty of kind of coming out of the closet as an atheist, or you can talk about the ISIS situation or whatever you want. Let's go to Jackson in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Jackson.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good, Jackson. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I want to talk about the plastic bag ban, the impending plastic bag ban in California.
And is it statewide?
Yes, it will be statewide.
Don't you already have it in a few cities there?
Yes, that's true. There's a few cities, the community that banned all plastic bags. And
wow.
when this ban goes into effect, will be, I believe, July 2015, and I just think it's a terrible idea.
Why?
Because it won't stop the litter. I mean, there's still going to be litter. There just mm-hmm. will be litter with the addition of the illegality of plastic bags.
Meaning that somebody is going to, well, first of all, the storefronts are going to get rid of them, right? So the grocers are going to be changing into, I presume, paper bags? Or are they going to be mandating everybody have those sewn bags?
I don't really know. There's really a lot of speculation about it. And some people are going to bring their own bags, but you know, that could be difficult because you might end up buying more groceries than your bags can hold.
You know, I've thought about this, and you know, I would like to say that I'm always the good little consumer and bring in my
You have some bags, don't you?
I do, and I take them in because I don't like to have all those plastic bags.
I love them, man. They're great for picking up poop.
They are good for dog poop. Yep. They are good for
trash can lining.
Trash can line the little trash cans, mm-hmm. and they're good for in my you know when it comes to I have pigs and I have to take you know bread bags and things like that and I shove them in the bag, tie them up, and send them to the dump. But I can buy more bags of groceries than I can use these things for, so I don't need them as much. But I wonder, what about the grocery store? If it says Publix on it, could you charge Publix for the bag that is out there? Could you find them for the litter?
Well, I bet you they might. We can look in and find out more about the story here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.